Today's scripture passage comes from the book of Psalms with Psalm 22. This was a psalm that Jesus knew and was part of his history and part of his inner being. As when he is on the cross, according to the Gospel of Matthew, the beginning of this psalm were the words he screamed out as the last words before he died. Listen now for the word of the Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me, and they make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. Oh, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild ox. You have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nation shall worship him before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live forever. for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My God, why have you forsaken us? These are words that people have been sharing on different social media and on the news and in the newspapers these last few weeks. As this time of life seems like we are in the week of the Passion. And there are many, as they are dealing with this time of uncertainty and unknowns, who may feel like they are Jesus on the cross. Others may feel like that's an overstatement. But if you are someone who suffers with anxiety, if you are someone who knows someone who has had COVID-19, if you are someone who has lost someone to COVID-19, you might think that that's an understatement. Coming to Good Friday is a time that is often a mixed bag of feelings for so many of us. Some of us hold this day so closely and feel it so deeply. And as we come to this day, we think, how can we ever be the same? Each time we come to it, we think of seeing Jesus on the cross and our hearts break anew. Others of us come to this day most years and don't even really give it much thought. We go from waving palms on Palm Sunday to coming back the following Sunday on Easter, praising God on one Sunday to praising God on the next Sunday. And so this year, Good Friday has a whole new meaning for us, as we are forced to stop, pause, and take on a whole new meaning. Because it is in the suffering of Christ on the cross that we hear this psalm anew. And we hear the crying out of, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? If we are God's beloved, if we are God's chosen, if God is for us, why is all of this happening? If God has brought us safe, if God is the one who has brought us into this world, why do we feel so forsaken? And yet, God is with us. God is with the psalmist, as this psalm, who is attributed, this psalm being attributed to David, as David is walking through this time, as the psalm is being shared, and as it is going through this painful imagery of being surrounded by animals and enemies trying to devour you and steal the clothes and being forsaken and all of this. It talks about how God is actually still there. And it ends with the idea that through it all, the Lord will still be praised. The Lord will deliver us all. And the Lord will be glorified. So when Jesus says from the cross in Matthew, my God, why have you forsaken me? It seems as if he is calling out words of anguish, and in some ways, he absolutely is. But for those who know those words are from the psalm, a psalm that would have meaning and purpose for those who are schooled in the Jewish tradition, in the books of the Israel faith, they would know that that very psalm that those words were taken from was being fulfilled in this man. And that it ends with God being glorified, with all who are in the earth bowing down before God, and it continuing on for generations to come. But it begins with the pain. The pain comes before the glory. But it ends with God's glory, God's praise, and a beauty that is far beyond anything that any of them could ever imagine in that moment and that time. And friends, that is why today is called good. Because from that cross, what they meant for bad, what they meant for evil, God was able to bring about good and was able to fulfill so much of prophecy, including this psalm today. And so, yes, it may be dark days. Yes, it may be Friday. My friends, we're not Good Friday people. We're Easter people. We're triumphant Holy Day people. We're Easter Sunday people. And thanks be to God for that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.